Okay. So welcome back, everybody. I know it's been super long since I have recorded anything. I've been MIA. I know half y'all feel like she ain't serious. I am. I really am. It's life happens. That's where I'm gonna leave it. Life happens.
And now we're here, right?
Right. And here we are. So today's episode is special to me and now special to Lady J, and that's our guest. Let's welcome Lady J. Because we are now both mommies. And as you know, Mother's Day is this weekend. So happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
Happy Mother's Day.
Yes, girl. Working hard, making ends meet, kissing boo-boos, telling, you know, bedtime stories, whatever.
Everything, yes.
All balled up in one little ball of, well, it ain't little. One big ball of motherhood. Motherhood, boy, I tell you. So we are going to discuss the pros and cons of motherhood. And, you know, I don't want to make it sound like good or bad, but, you know, there are some downsides to
motherhood.
Yeah, there are some downsides to it. It may not outweigh the pros, but they're there. And so we're not going to exclude them. And yeah, let's get started.
Yeah, so thank you so much, Sheree, for having me as a guest on your podcast. It's been a long time coming, girl. Like you said, we all been busy. You know, life happens. So now we here. We are here. So yes, I also wanted to say, as I mentioned earlier, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, whether you're new, expecting. I just wish you a blessed, happy Mother's Day. So yeah, so what's up with me?
Yeah, girl. So as you guys know, I am experienced when it comes down to motherhood. I have two children. I have one getting ready to graduate high school, and I have a 10-year-old. One girl, one boy, two totally different children raised in the same household, and we'll get to that. So I'm
those my god baby. So yes.
And Lady J is a new mom. My God,
new bio mom. Yep.
Yep. My God, baby is going to be one next month. So how is it? How is motherhood for the new mommy?
Well, before we get into that, I just want to say this. It's so funny. So for the past week, people have been like, happy Mother's Day. I even got a couple of gifts. And I'm like, oh, wow, wait, I am a mother. Girl. Like, it's like, you know, it's just one of those things. It's like, you're just so used to just being, you just being, you get what I'm saying? But now it's like, it's starting to click. Like, yes, this will be my first Mother's Day. So it is going. My baby girl, she will be 11 months this weekend, during Mother's Day weekend. Right? Yes. And it has truly been such an honor and just a reward just being a mother. I'm so happy that, you know, I'm in this phase in my life. I always wanted it. You know, it's just a matter of timing and so forth. So I'm very happy that I am part of the clique, the motherhood clique. So yeah, that's all.
Well, welcome to motherhood. It is not easy, but it's worth it.
Yes, it definitely is. And I'm still trying to navigate.
Oh, yeah. Oh, girl, whether you're a new mommy, experienced mommy, OG mommy, we're still navigating because, you know, we are forever evolving people. And
yes.
So are our children.
Right.
So you may have given birth to this beautiful baby girl or baby boy. Wow. And they're constantly changing.
Yes.
So you're navigating for as long as you are here, you know, with your children. You're constantly thinking of, you know, ways to do something better, how you could have handled it differently. Yeah, girl. motherhood,
so, yeah,
forever evolving.
I'm realizing that, like,
does not come with a manual.
And you know what? And that's so funny because you always tell me that it doesn't come with a manual. And I'm starting to realize that, you know, for me, I guess some of the biggest challenges for me is that I am a working mom, you know, so I do have a 9-to-5. So really just trying to find that balance between like juggling, you know, new baby, even new job, new job, right. Still new job. Of course, yes. Yes, thank you. you know, even being a wife, you know, still navigating through that. So you're having like all these different roles that you have and just trying to make sure that, you know, you're tending to each and every one of them. And that has been the biggest challenge for me. I'm mm-hmm. still trying to, you know, navigate and, you know, just trying to find that happy space. I may never find that, you know, that balance, but I'm definitely trying my best to do it.
It is rare. Let me just say, it is rare. It happens, but it is rare that you find the silver lining where you are able to tend to each and every need, including your own.
Got it.
It comes with time. Right now, or you're still in the beginning stages, you're going to be all over the place for a little while.
Yeah.
It's not until your child becomes a little bit self-sufficient.
Okay.
That you begin to feel like you can breathe.
Okay.
You know, it's not until then. And really how soon that comes about, again, it's on us. Mommies, because it's what we teach them, what we instill in them. If we teach, you know, independence, not too early where it's like we're rushing them to take on these big people roles,
right.
But at the same time, just enough to be self-sufficient for their age, like age appropriate self-sufficiency.
Yeah.
So yeah. Once you know she's walking, she's talking, she can tell you like I'm hungry, you're not playing the guessing game, like what does that mean?
Yes.
What is that, you know, it's right now it's like hot and cold, touch and go, because it's like, you know, is she upset or is she just, you know,
exploring
the mood to make some noises right now, like, you know, you hear that, you what's wrong? You know, and it's like she's into the TV. Oh, okay. You don't need me right now. Oh, okay. Okay. So yeah, that
I'm learning that.
Like it's crazy in the beginning. It's the most precious time though, because their minds are like sponges. So they're taking in everything, and you have to be extremely mindful of what you say and do. Around these baby, they are literally sponges.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's so rewarding. It is so rewarding. It's stressful at times. Like at times, you're gonna want to pull your hair out because you just don't know you're behind from your elbow.
Always on go.
Yes, you're constantly on go.
Yeah,
you gotta think 10 steps ahead. You always have to be 10 steps ahead. Like, listen, I have two. Lexi, my oldest. I always say, like, you know, she's my daughter, but she's like my friend. We had to grow up together. You know, I had her early. I had her at 18, you know. So she had to grow with me like I had to grow with her.
Right.
Not now with my son, you know, with JoJo.
He was grown, right?
I was grown. I had already come into like, you know, certain things that I like doing as a mom, certain things that I saw that didn't work with Lexi that I wanted to try different with Josiah. It's, right. You know, again, no manual. You're doing the best that you can with what you got.
What you have, right? Yeah. Absolutely. I'm definitely learning that. Like, you know, it doesn't come with a manual. You have to just do what you need to do. What you feel is right. Like, for instance, I guess out of like my husband and I'm more of the person that's like not as easy going. So I'm a little bit more uptight. You get what I'm saying? Because I'm always thinking 10 steps ahead. Like, okay, if she does this, then this can happen. And then, you know, just keep going, going, mm-hmm. going. So one of the things I have to learn is kind of like to let go. Of course, still be a parent, you know, make sure she's not doing nothing crazy, but just to let go. So like one of the things that she does is she likes to kind of like balance on her head. Yeah. Yeah, you
well,
see that?
Well, let me tell you. Okay. Something about that balancing on the head, okay?
Okay.
It could be balancing on the head or as like old folk tale, you know. If she's balancing on her head but looking between her legs at the same time, it's because she's looking for a sibling. That's what they say. Oh. Like when she's looking between her, like, you know, yes. She's looking for a sibling. Meaning, baby, you know, there's a baby coming somewhere. That's old folks' tale. I okay. heard it. Lexi, you know, used to do the same thing when she was younger, and
yeah, she got a brother now.
A brother, you know,
right?
But yeah. So, what do you think, or not think, because you're a mom? What do you feel are 3 to 4 pros so far that you've experienced within these last 11 months?
Okay. One, definitely maturity. Okay.
In yourself.
In myself. Okay. Right. Just being able just to rise to the occasion and just be there, you know, be there for her, even when I'm dead tired, like, you know, it's an adjustment, you know, because I'm sorry, you know, I had my daughter later on in life. I had her 2 days before my 35th birthday, so you got to remember all them years.
Girl, that don't mean nothing. I had
that don't mean nothing. Okay,
at 18, and okay. Listen, I can recall I was a new mom within right. the first 2 weeks of having her home, child. I was dead to the world. I was knocked out. Her crib was right there. And my mom, I still lived at home at the time, you know, my mom came from her room and like all the way to where I was sleeping. And she's like, "Do you not hear my grandchild crying?" I was like, "No." And she was like, "You're right here. How is it I hear her all the way in my room and you don't hear?" So girl, please, it don't matter how okay. old you are. Age is not okay. an excuse, baby.
Okay.
I was 18, I was like, full of life. Full okay, of life. I brought in a life.
Yes.
Okay. And
I'm like, I'm tired. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so tired. But even when I'm tired, you know, I just make sure that she's definitely, I tend to her, right. you know. Okay, you said 4 to 5. Okay, I'm trying to think what else. One of the things that I love is just watching her grow, like literally just seeing, like you, I think you mentioned it earlier, like just seeing her evolve, like it's amazing. Like one day, it's so funny, she just turned 9 months and I put her down in her pack and play, and she was sitting down, she was sitting down watching TV. I just went in the room to get an outfit. That's it. Just went in the room to get some clothes to wear, okay? I come out, your girl is literally have her hands up on the pack and play, and she's shaking it. So now she knows how to stand up.
Let me
out. Right. Let me out. So I'm like, oh my gosh, like, how do you do that? And it just so happened so quickly. And it's so funny because sometimes you like, you know, as parents, you kind of compare your children to other people's children. You try not to. Right.
You do. And it's not good. I mean, if you do it internally,
right.
You know, it comes natural. I don't care what right. anybody says. It comes natural. We do it naturally. Just word of advice, don't ever.
Yes, I'm learning out.
Right. Yes. Don't ever out loud because right. let me tell you, they remember.
Yeah, I would never do it out loud, but it was like, you know, sometimes you talk to some of your friends, oh yeah, my baby crawling down the bed, all of this, and I'm like, well, what about my baby, you know?
Right.
But she shocked me, and that's another thing too, like, I learned, like, listen, they're at their own pace. That's another one, is that you have to understand that they're at their own pace, mm-hmm. and, you know, let them grow, you get what I'm saying? Every child doesn't hit all the milestones all at the same time, you know? So I had to learn that as well.
Yeah. Girl, I had some of the same ideas, like watching them grow. We'll see, like, again, my kids are older, and Lexi was more like, or not, I said was, she is an introvert, right?
Yeah, she is. My goddaughter is an introvert, yeah.
Girl.
We the loud ones.
Yes, yes, right? And we are, me, she and I are total opposites. We clash sometimes because I'm so outgoing and outspoken. And, you know, I mean, I'm from Brooklyn. I'm a little rough around the edges, you know? Like, I'm a sweetheart, but I'm rough around the edges.
Okay. I am too, yep.
And she's just so sweet and caring and so nurturing. Like, I look at her sometimes and I'm like, you came from me? Like, you know, but that's the other side of me. She's like the physical other side of me that a lot of people don't get to see. Not that nobody's. I feel like, and now JoJo, okay? JoJo is an extrovert.
But you know what? He is, but I feel like he has that balance. What's it called? Omnivert? What is it called? When you have both? Yeah. So. When you could be both introvert and an extrovert.
Yeah, I think he's both.
Yeah,
he's both, because he has times where he's like real standoffish, like he wants to be to himself, do not bother him, he'll come to you, like don't call him, he'll call you, okay. And then there's other times where like I could pop my junk and he give it right back, you know, not disrespectfully, he's very respectful of the adults, especially the women in his life, right?
Right.
But I feel like he's that rough around the edges side of me. Like,
yes,
we can definitely match energies. I can
go toe to toe.
I can make up a song about anything and he with it. Like,
yeah,
he'll just, that's, come out, you know, like, that's my role dog. Like, I love both of my children. They are both different sides.
They
of
are.
Me. It's wonderful seeing them grow, you know, and I'm starting to see Lexi come out of her shell. Yes. So it's like, oh my God, like here I got a whole new child, you know? And it's like, okay, now I'm starting to get to know, you know, the outspoken really Lex and the, you know, she can advocate for herself and stuff like that. Meanwhile, I have always had JoJo who advocates for himself. And if he don't wanna, he ain't gonna. Okay. That's that. I love both of them. Another pro.
Yeah, I was gonna say just to piggyback of what you said, mm-hmm. I think just to sum that all up, the pro is when you do have multiple children, you can see your different sides, your different personality, yes. You or your spouse, you know, the father of their child. Definitely. So that's beautiful.
Yes,
definitely it is. Yes.
Girl. I think another thing that was a pro for me, girl, if anybody know me from back in high school, junior high school, your girl was like super skinny.
Okay.
Listen, my kids have blessed me, honey. Okay.
Listen, you ain't never lied. They did, because you had a nice rat.
Girl, baby, Lexi gave me boobies.
Yes.
Gave me a booty. And after all is said and done, I would just leave that right now. Okay.
Yeah.
I do want to piggyback off of what you said as far as like maturing you. Children do mature you.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
definitely.
They bring out a different side of you that you don't even know is laying dormant. Right, you know,
that's true.
It's like, I can't believe I made this happen. I can't believe like I'm making ends meet, and I don't know how I did it.
How you doing it? Exactly. Right?
You just do it.
Just doing it.
You have more than you to think about. You have more than you to worry about. It's, you know, you don't ever want to see your children suffer.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So yeah, I think just being able to mature and grow mentally, emotionally, physically, like that extra battery that they put in your back, to motivate you to keep going. Now, I also put this down as a con because it can be overwhelming.
It can be
very, very, very overwhelming. And I'm going to touch on this lightly, but I'm definitely going to speak about this on a different episode.
Okay.
It can be overwhelming. And, you know, May is Mental Health Awareness Month.
Oh, wow. And yeah, I forgot about that. Yes.
It is, again, just as joyous as motherhood can be, it can be overwhelming. And sometimes to the detriment of the woman. You know, right. You lose yourself in your children. I cannot
stand
the saying when people tell you like, oh, you had a baby. It ain't about you no more.
Yeah, I don't like that.
You know, it's, you know, say bye to everything involving just you. It's all about your kids now. Your kids come first, but it's never forget you.
No. And I really like, I can't wait until you do record that one, because I totally agree. I feel like we say that a lot, especially in the Black community. We say that a lot. Well, it ain't about you no more. It's all about the kids. And it's like, yes, I hear what you're saying, but at the same time, if you don't tend to you, then who's gonna be there for them? You have to be well. You know, absolutely. And I think a lot of times within motherhood, a lot of us, whether you're seasoned or new mother, you can definitely lose yourself, but you have to find time for yourself. So that way that you
can make time.
Yes, you have to make, exactly. It is imperative. You have to make time for yourself, because if you're not well, guess what?
You can't be well. And let me tell you something about children. From my experience, I can't speak for everybody's children, but from my experience, both like in my household and people that I know personally, your children pick up on your emotions. Whether you think you're doing a wonderful job hiding it, baby, you're not. Your children know how, because we've had that bonding moment. You think all that time you talking to that child while you're carrying them and they're kicking, and you guys shared a bond over that time. Your kids know you are probably the only people that know what your heartbeat sounds like from the inside.
That's so true.
You understand?
That's so true.
You got to take care of you. You have to take care of you. Like, girl, today I took myself on a brunch date. Like, it doesn't have to. You hear me?
Yeah, it's fine.
It doesn't have to be something monetary. You don't have to spend Make time to journal, make time to watch a comedy, make time to just go for a walk in nature if that's your thing, you know.
Just think, just making time to just think.
To quiet everything else around you and to think as whatever your name is. Like me, if I wanted to go for a nature walk and I just wanted to quiet everything else and just be Sheree, you know, then that's just what it is for the moment. I don't care if it's 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, an hour tops, you know, because, you know, we tend to feel selfish when we do too much for ourselves. And it's like, oh, I feel like I could have spent that time with.
That's true.
Trust me, if you needed that much time, or if it went over an hour, it's because you needed it. Don't feel guilty about it. Don't beat yourself up about it. You needed it. You know,
I'm learning that.
Yeah, girl. Listen, I despise that saying, like, oh, it's not about you no more. Listen, I take care of me, I take care of my kids, I take care of this household. I make things happen. Okay.
I definitely think that we need to stop that phrase. Like, it's no longer about you. Because it's not healthy.
Because without me, they wouldn't be here. And without me making ends meet, we would be in a worse off situation. So I have to be okay in order for them to be okay. And this is me speaking from, you know, my single motherhood. I'm a single woman.
I'm a single woman, right?
I do have, you know, help with my children.
I have
help with my children, but I'm a single woman. Now, this is not to say, you know, like if you're married, like in your case, you and your spouse can alternate. Yeah. Like, listen, just take the night off, go hang out with the fellas and so on and so forth, because they have to be okay too. You know,
that's true. Then,
next month.
It's next month, definitely. We'll touch on that. So, yes.
We're not excluding you guys. We, you know, equal rights around here. But yeah, so I think that I kind of put that on pro and con.
Right.
Another con that people don't like to talk about as much, or don't like to acknowledge, not that they don't talk about it, but not enough people acknowledge it. Like postpartum is a real, postpartum depression is a real thing.
Let's talk about postpartum and not just that, what people call the fourth trimester.
Mm-hmm.
Like it can be long after the child is 3 months.
No,
absolutely. You get what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Like, absolutely. Yeah. And I don't know why people don't acknowledge this enough, right?
Right.
There's so much stigma around women being crazy and women being this and women being that. Listen, postpartum depression is real. You understand? It's so much that we have to do. So much that we have to do.
That's expected. Yes, we have to do. Right. That's expected.
Expected.
You know, yeah.
It's not a choice.
Mm-hmm.
It's really not.
I totally agree.
Like once we chose to have children, yes, we have to step up to the plate. It's time to put the big girl panties on and do what we got to do. And we, you know, we are very well aware that we made the choice to have the child. Right.
Absolutely.
And it's not to dwell on the negative, like, oh, I have the child now. I got to do. It's not that. It having children, that's a beautiful thing, especially when you can share that with, you know, share the responsibility, share the joy, share those beautiful moments and making memories and stuff like that with someone, you know, significant other, your parents, your village. It's wonderful when you have people to share that with. So when people, when we have children, we're not, okay, well, we made the choice and, you know, but somewhere along the line, it does become overbearing.
It does.
You know, because, you know, up in the middle of the night.
Feeding, washing bottles, like me, I sterilize bottles. Okay. Right. So,
you know,
yes. Right. So it is definitely a lot.
Yes, definitely it is. Oh, sorry about that. I had a notification pop up, child.
No problem.
So that was another con. Hair loss. Hair loss, hair thinning, hair shedding, body changes. You know, a lot of us want that snatch back. Okay. And I say,
girl, look at me.
I'm a woman. Right, I say us because I'm a woman. I have personally have not dealt with
that.
You know, the body. I mean, now I have, girl. I get this.
But all and listen, you but know, it's
that's,
all in
that's quarantine. Right. That's not the that's not right. My baby. That was quarantine. Okay,
all the right places too.
Right. No, I just want the gut gone. Okay, I think we body shame. These women feel like they have to go pay to get their body done after they had children. Like we have to be more supportive and be mindful of the words that we speak when speaking to mothers. You know, you don't know what somebody's dealing with and to go over, oh, damn, she's sloppy. Oh, listen.
No, it isn't. Listen. But I feel like you have to, I guess I'm just one of those women where I try not to take things so personal. Like for instance, I have an 11 month old. I literally had one of my colleagues, she looked at me and my stomach was a little out, you know, it was a little bulge, you know, and she was like, are you expecting? I was like, oh my gosh.
Girl, I've been there. I've definitely been there.
It's like, so I looked at her and listen, anyone that knows me know I always play around with my weight. You get what I'm saying? Like it bothers me, but not to the point where I'm handicapped. You get what I'm saying? So I'm able to laugh it off. I was like, girl, no, I got it. At the time I had a 10 month old. I was like, I got a 10 month old. Like, you know, I just, you know, I need a little help. You
know? Girl.
So yeah. She looked at me, and that's why I said she was an older woman, mm-hmm. you know, seasoned woman. And she was like, girl, it is okay. She was like, you know, the baby's less than a year, but, you know, make sure you make that time, you know, absolutely. To get your snatch back. Okay.
Okay. Yes, girl. Listen, you know, I tell you all the time, girl, speak positive. Yeah. Don't speak down.
Right.
Wait, like you had a baby, you right. know, right after you had the baby, you got the job.
Right.
You know, you threw yourself into work and taking care of her where
right.
you kind of, that was my next con that sometimes oh. we get lost in our children. And yes. then when it comes later down the line, okay, because I know some gets right. laid down the line, and these empty nesters don't know what to do with themselves because all of their children's lives, that's all they've been dedicated.
All wrapped around, exactly.
It's my babies, my babies, my babies, my babies, my babies. And right. then when they go off to college, or you know, they move out, or you know, God forbid for some, you know, they are not around anymore.
Right.
You don't know what to do with yourself, especially right. as women. I don't know a lot of men. I'm not going to say that they don't go through the same thing, but I don't know a lot of men who get lost in their children like that, like we do.
Right.
We tend to just, we take on this unrealistic amount of responsibility.
Yes.
And it makes it hard to cut the second, what I call the second umbilical cord.
Umbilical right? cord, absolutely. Yeah,
it makes it super hard, and all of your dreams and your aspirations and stuff like that tends to fade, and like it's in the rear view mirror, and you can no longer see it because you've been so busy. I gotta get so and so. You know, I gotta put them in dance, basketball, football, soccer,
right? Sleep,
whatever it is, you've been the soccer mom, the dance mom, the swim mom, or whatever. You don't know what to do. For you.
For yourself. Yes. And I feel like, you know, it all goes back to taking time,
absolutely.
You know, for yourself, that self-care that you talked about, you know, that self-care that you indulged in today. Girl. You know, I feel like, yes, that's what we need. So I totally agree with that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I know that, you know, you have to go. I thank you for stopping in.
Yeah.
This was beautiful. Like, you know, stay tuned. This is not the end. This is just part one of the Mother's Day special. Awesome. Again.
Can I just say one more?
Yeah.
Can I just say one more thing? Okay. So I also wanted, my heart goes out because I know Mother's Day can be a touchy holiday for those who have lost mothers, absolutely. Those who were supposed to be mothers, or you know, their babies passed away, those who may not have the best relationship with their mothers as well. So my heart, just know that our hearts go out to you as well.
Absolutely. Okay? Absolutely. I know quite a few people who are not so enthused about this weekend.
Absolutely.
I know someone who's a mom herself, but she hates this holiday. And I try my best to kind of like, you know, just send her encouraging words and uplift quotes and, you know, check on her and her mental state, because, again, Mental Health Awareness Month. And it's so ironic that Mother's Day, which can be a joyous or one of the most tragic holidays for some people,
right,
happens to coexist in Mental Health Awareness Month, right?
So true. That's interesting, the irony of that, right?
Right. Yeah. So yes, our hearts do go out to people who have lost children.
Yeah.
And you know, you did nothing wrong. You know, you did your absolute best. As we stated earlier in this episode, it does not come with a manual. And you know, you try your best on a day-to-day.
Absolutely.
Our hearts go out to those who lost their mothers, or, mm-hmm. you know, just don't have the best relationship. I pray that one or both of you, if that is the case and you don't have a really good relationship with your mom, I pray that, you know, peace finds you, so that you can start to move forward in the right direction.
And you know, definitely.
Yeah, healing. And again, this is, I love this weekend. You know, personally, I love
this
weekend. I love every Mother's Day. Everyone's like, oh, what are you doing for you? I end up spending my Mother's Day with my kids. I spend it with my mom, you know, if she's available, because, you know, she's still working, child, still gets the bag.
Yes.
But yeah, you know, I'm sentimental like that. Like I said, you know, I'm rough on the outside. But I wish you a happy first Mother's Day.
Thank you. I wish you a happy
joy. Mother's Day. Look out in the mail. You should have something by Friday, girl.
I will. Thank you so much. Yes, you know, you are definitely one of my favorite mothers. You my sister. You are definitely one of my favorite mothers. I come to you. You the OG. You girl. Know what I'm saying? So when your goddaughter acting up, you already know.
Girl, you know I'm on it.
Yes. But thank you so much for having me on this podcast. And again, just happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, whether you're bio, adopted, whatever. We love you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye, guys.
Bye.
For part two.